This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Dave, we were, the way I always, when I get to a festival, it's okay. When I get to a festival, I just seem to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Obviously, Friday, we were up at whatever time, usual time, 5:30, went straight down to the festival. All the rest had a great day, great night. Was out very late on Friday. I was wandering.
At the rave in the woods or the, alternative.
They have Arcadia down there, cool. Which is like this kind of fire breathing machine.
So good.
In the middle of, yeah, it's really cool.
Me and, me and
Aisling Bonner, who was on the show. Yeah.
Me and Ash went and sat at Arcadia. She had a real plan for like everywhere. She wanted to just literally go and see for 10 minutes to be like, I've seen it, I've done it, which is like, I love that at a festival. Mm. So she was like, do you want to go to Arcadia? And I was like, yeah, let's get a bottle of water for this. But where you get the bottle of water near Arcadia is like an ice cream van. And we were like, we'd actually love a 99. So we sat on the outskirts of Arcadia, everyone like losing their minds in there, the fire and the pyro like going mad.
Stop.
And we'd just be like sitting there having a DMC, and every few seconds the fire would pop off and we'd be like, anyway, it's crazy about that. Whoa. So like, what are you doing for the rest of the week? We'd just like say whoa, not address anything else. So good.
Eventually though, when I did get in on Friday, slept for I'd say 10 hours straight.
Wow.
Conked out. And then Saturday night, same thing again, I just conked. My friend Claire, because I was in a tent on my own, my friend Niall stayed with me but he was off working, so my friend checked in at like, I don't know, 10:30, 11. She was like, you live in there? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. But you know, when you're almost, I felt like it was my mother. I was like, it's too early.
Yeah, do not.
I don't know, you sleep better in a tent than I do in my bed, but, and it's so annoying.
It's amazing. I literally was like finally coming around and like looking at my phone to catch up messages, and I saw one from Fiona. And I was replying to Fiona. I was like, hey girl, not sure where. So Fiona was camped right next to me, like proper next to her neighbours. And she was like, and I presume like she was up texting me saying if I wanted breakfast hours ago. Like I was still asleep. I was like, she's probably long gone. Hey girl, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And she said, open your tent. And I literally was like, shook, opening the zip. And there was Fiona just sitting outside being like, good morning.
I was like, the way I've angled my chair is very threatening.
So, like honestly, she was just there. I was like, hello.
Tell me this then. How did you set up the tent if you were like late? Were you late going out?
Well, there was a little bit of space beside me. So myself and my mother and Fiona set up Fiona's tent when she arrived on Saturday.
So grateful for that, guys.
Not at all.
I can't believe I took it down by myself.
Oh, well done.
Now it might be funnily packaged in there, but
I really don't mind. I was going to text you being like, but then I know we're not going to be a person who ditches the tent. I was she'll figure it out. Yeah,
it's still perfect, that tent though. Like, I wouldn't be getting rid of that at all.
I'm waiting for the inevitable post shaming young people for
leaving the tent.
I'm just waiting for the digger. This is absolutely scandalous. Fuck off.
Like, that is bad.
It is bad, I know. But like, it happens every year. Stop making people feel bad for it. It's going to happen. No matter what, it's going to feel
bad. What would you do, though? What would you do? They can't leave their tents like that.
But they
do. Shocking.
They do. And I know it's non-stop plastic and it's really, really bad.
Yeah.
But every year, it's the exact same. As soon as it happens, they put it. The people leaving their tents
people
do
are
not
dead.
Care about the environment.
No, I know. I know, but I don't know. I feel
and
like shaming is the only way.
But I'm looking at it feeling bad and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, I remember.
But I feel like the shaming works, because in the sense of like, I was so dead trying to get out of there on Sunday that I was like, geez, like I would almost leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like I wouldn't, obviously, but it's like, geez, I just want to get up now and walk to my car and go home.
I know. I kind of feel like it's how like all Irish people are so against littering, just because it was such an intense campaign when we were growing up.
Yeah, like in tiny towns.
Yeah, no. And like if I'm with my English cousins, they do not give a shit. And I remember like they used to slag me so much when I was younger. I'd be like, don't litter. And like,
that
they
could
were, like,
be
you're a loser.
Sorry, show me something. That could be something because like you say, it was a huge campaign when we were younger.
Yeah.
And you're right. And the other campaigns that were huge were wash your hands after the toilet. And,
of course.
Which I feel like wasn't a big thing when our parents were younger. And the other thing was wear your seatbelts. Because every time I get into a car, I put on my seatbelt and my granny goes, God, you're excellent putting on that seatbelt.
I know.
I'm like, what?
Mm.
She's like, we would just never put it on.
I would
back
never,
in the day.
Yeah. I remember my mom's car when I was a kid living in Dublin in the 90s. We used to have to drop, I think they had one car between them. This was going way back. And my dad was doing night shift. So like sometimes me and my sister would be like taken out of bed in the middle of the night, being like, we have to go and be like, Dad, I'm so sorry or whatever.
Aww.
And I remember like in our duvets we'd be put in the back of the car and there was no seatbelts in the back of the car. Like
Stop.
They didn't exist.
Unbelievable.
So, and we're going to the guard station. Yeah.
Oh my God. And yous were grand.
That's just the way it was.
Off to school in the morning after being up all night. It's just the way it was.
1038 Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spins.
Just
music station.
Let's go. Hello.
Hey. Oh,
hello. Good grief.
I feel like it's years since I've done a show with you.
Oh. I know. I felt like that as well. Just in general, like getting ready for the show yesterday, I was like, do I do
bizarre,
this?
Bizarre.
Yeah, it does. I kind of woke up in a bit of a panic going, God, I do a breakfast radio show. I don't know how to do that.
But I was obviously took off Friday and so you did the show without me. And
just
then
about,
you
we just about managed.
Oh, listen, fair play. I'm sure you played a blinder, but I'm back now, don't worry. I was kind of on different sides of the country then for the rest of the weekend. Yeah. I was up in Galway and you were down in Waterford at ATN. How was it? I feel like I kind of waited until this moment to ask who was the best, who was the best artist to see?
CeeMat, hands
down. Was she good?
In my opinion, they were all brilliant. Like, I didn't stick around for Nelly Furtado, but that looked like a bop on Sunday.
Right, okay.
I know, I'm raging about Nelly. I'm like, how can I have FOMO for a festival I was at?
I know.
But I am absolutely fuming.
It looks
Nelly Furtado.
Fantastic. That kind of looks like the new cool festival.
But you know
I think so.
Yeah, for years it's kind of been tipping along as like something that goes on, but now I've never
that's
seen
that's what happened to EP, and that's what happened like Longitude. It was just kind of there for a while and then it just blew up. I think next year is going to be impossible to get tickets.
I know. Well, this year it was really, really hard because, me and my partner Dwayne were talking about this last night, and now we're aging ourselves here, but like we were like, remember Oxygen was the big festival and then it kind of got like a bit too big, and it was like, well, there's this little up-and-comer Electric Picnic. It's kind of a boutique situation down in Strad Valley, and I feel like that's going to be big, and now that's the massive one and ATN is kind of on the way up, and what was there, 30,000 people at it or something?
My God.
So it's getting...
Totally open to correction on this, but I think they've gone up 5,000 the last few years.
That's
feel a lot bigger.
Yeah.
What EP does anyone know? Is that like
70?
Let me
Google it. Chat about them. I'm actually curious.
God,
no, it's great. Are you going to what's the next
EP?
Electric Party?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I'm good. I don't have festivals. Aren't really for me.
No, let's be honest. I woke up on Saturday morning. Oh my God! Wow. Here we go. The Electric Picnic Festival is set to have, oh good lord, a capacity of 80,000.
Yeah, I was thinking it was something like Croke Park or something.
That's a bit sick.
But no, I wouldn't massively be of any interest in going to any festivals, except I would do the glamping. That looks fantastic.
I know.
Did you just manage to sneak into anyone's glamping tent?
No.
You're joking.
I was thinking? What if you get your bit and you're in glamping? Are you allowed to bring someone in?
No.
What?
Are you not?
I'm not doing it then.
Yeah. Emma, Dave and Fiona, good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. How are we getting on? As you can probably tell from Emma's voice and our general states of slight fragility, we were...
Don't call me a fridge.
I was thinking of.
I heard you're a fridge. We gave all together now a bit of a lash over the weekend. Now, we both left on Sunday. So we had the full day yesterday to recover. But there was a big lead up, like, because the lineup for All Together Now this year was incredible. It was like, I would say, like, I'd say
their strongest lineup yet.
It looked brilliant.
Absolutely.
Every single time I went down the website, I was like, oh, they're playing. They're playing.
The Boomtown Rats.
Yeah, sorry, what the hell?
They were on at the same time as me in the comedy tent, and you could see the mass exodus, everyone getting up. And I was like, do you know what? It's where I'd be too, guys. But peace out. So there was like a lot of prep for not just Emma, but our friend Cahill from 98FM. He was saying he was given a Fontaines DC crash course, a playlist of essential
songs good.
To listen to so that he'd be ready for the Fontaines set on Friday.
I did feel a little bit ashamed of myself over the last few weeks going, there's probably two Fontaines songs I could sing along to. Like, I need to verse myself up. And also, I was saying to you, I was stressed because you said to me, Fiona said to me, look, you're there, but you're not quite in the CeeMat church yet, you know?
Right. Okay.
I know, take a sexy picture of me. I can mumble along to I want to be a cowboy.
Yeah.
But apart from that, like, I don't know the cracks, so I was really trying to swat up.
Yes, exactly. Everyone was trying to prep their lyrics and, you know, just feel like they could belt it out and support the wonderful artists that were taking the stage in Waterford. And I thought, okay, Emma, I know you've been at this last week trying to prep, so I thought, why don't we give you a little test of a Tuesday post-bank holiday morning to see how much did you learn those lyrics?
You're joking.
You were talking about CeeMat there. Why don't we start off with CeeMat? Let's see if you can finish the lyrics here.
And I feel bad because I didn't cry when someone I grew up with died, but I break down every time I'm on the scale. Oh, is it a cowboy?
Go on.
Never the cow.
Yes.
Stop.
Big up.
Always the cowboy, never the cow. I'm almost sure.
Skills.
Done, Emma.
Oh my God, yes, girl.
Very good.
One for one.
Sorry, I don't know any of the. I'm not going to know any of these.
It's okay. You're learning too. All right, next up, obviously, Fontaine's big night for them on Friday. Let's see if you can complete this.
If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Oh!
I'm nearly sure.
Let's see.
Car, get out of here.
I say yes. Let's see.
Oh my God! Let's see if you're right.
No, I'm sorry. That's the one line of that song I probably know.
Slay.
Yeah, nice one.
Okay, and finally, we both unfortunately missed this lady. I think you're gonna get this. Let's close it out with the Queen of the Irish Festival, Nelly Furtado.
So interesting because I could have sworn it was the other way around. I was going to say soul is. I don't know where my home is.
I don't know where my home
must
be. Let's
see. Okay. Kelly, let's check in.
I'm like a bird.
I would have said the same as you. I would have said home comes first.
I was so sure.
Yeah, because yeah, home be like, is so, where the heart so. Is.
That was the easiest one, I think. And it was at three.
You think all of them were easy?
No, I think Nelly Furtado was the easiest.
I tried to go in order of... Now, I know CMAT played after Fontaine's, but I was like CMAT first because that's who we were really talking about. Then Fontaine's, that kind of running order.
fair enough.
She has structure in her mind, guys.
It is hard. I was like, what Nelly Furtado song will I do? Like Maneater, Promiscuous Girl. The lyrics would throw you. And also, literally, until about last week, I thought the lyrics of that song were "I don't know am I soulin', I don't know am I homin'."
Oh, so wow.
I wouldn't have got it.
So how?
CMAT was just the crack.
I was going to say you both didn't go to Nelly Furtado, no.
No.
Okay, but you went to CMAT
and Fontaine's. Fontaine's.
Emma was at Fontaine's. Sorry, I've heard a lot of concerning things about everyone seems a shell of their former selves after going to Fontaine's.
I heard people being like, I was crying.
They were like, it was just too much. It was too much. And this
too
guy,
much in what way?
Well, this guy Dylan, who works at the comedy tent where I was on Sunday, he was like, there was lads who looked like me acting the maggot. Obviously, he has like a little mustache, a little gold hoop earring, and obviously had that Fontaine's jersey on. And I was like, okay, so everyone just headbanging.
Everyone's got proper patriotic though as well.
I guess. Yeah. And first night, everyone's really going for
it. Yes, everyone has the energy, whereas that will slowly subside across the weekend.
No, it was a really good one.
Up tier. In summer's number one hit music station. Are we still saying summer even though we're in August?
Yeah, summer's still out.
Don't be aging summer.
Okay.
Is autumn.
Not dead yet.
Okay.
People are still going on their summer holidays.
True.
Let them live.
Up until, like, I think school starts.
Yeah.
Then it's no longer.
Summer. We deserve it because we have a long enough winter, isn't that it?
Oh, don't, Emma.
Imagine the scene. You are standing in St. Andrew's Church in central London, and there's a big gang gathering there because a choir are doing a performance. They've probably done like ticket sales and everything.
Of course.
It's like a big deal. Everyone's rocking around, coming to see it, family, friends, all the rest. And they've booked this choir in to do the gig on a, say, Saturday night or whatever. And they've booked in until 11 p.m.
Okay.
You're in the middle of your performance, giving an absolute welly, and out walks a bishop.
Okay.
In his dressing gown.
Oh.
Barefoot. Giving out, saying things like, this is an awful racket. Please leave.
What?
And it's not a skit.
In the church.
In the church. This happened over the weekend. A bishop called Jonathan Barker, he interrupted this church concert in his dressing gown, barefoot, and told them all to leave his house. He said it was 10 o'clock. But he didn't realise the choir had booked the church till 11. And basically,
that is late for a choir.
I thought you were going to go, that is late for a bishop.
There was like, you know, footage of him filming, standing there, giving out about this terrible racket.
Oh my God, he wasn't filming, was he? That's the worst.
No, somebody else was filming him.
Oh, he comes out, he's like, I'm filming you,
by the way. I'm on Facebook Live, actually.
I'm capturing this.
Like, obviously, people that were there thought this whole thing was a joke. Sky News are even covering the story. And he's come back now, obviously, incredibly apologetic. There was a statement that Sky News got their hands on saying, I have lived here on site at St. Andrew's for 10 years, for much of which City Academy, they're the choir. Mm-hmm. They've rehearsed and performed here. You have been and continue to be welcome, and I hope that you'll be able to continue the relationship with us. I can give you every assurance that the events of the weekend will not recur, and I apologise again to performers.
Oh, so this
and
is the bishop said this.
Yeah, he's incredibly apologetic. He's mortified for himself.
Oh my
right?
God, I'd say he got in trouble by the uppers, as in God.
Well, the clergy are always sorry when they get caught, aren't they?
Well, there you go.
Hey, could be talking about anything.
True. The choir are saying, look, it was kind of upsetting, but like no hard feelings. And when they put up a post encouraging new members to join the choir, they said dressing gowns optional. So they're kind of taking it all in their stride. But can you imagine the bishop of the diocese coming out and giving out on a Friday
that's
night
mad.
Or Saturday
so does
night?
Does he live in like a little gaff upstairs?
Yeah, he's probably like.
They all do, I think. They all live near the church or something.
I remember when my secondary school was like in a convent and there was like nuns living there, and there was this nun that was unreal crack because she was blind and she had her guide dog with her.
Class.
And you know, sometimes
I love her already.
Do you know when you were a troubled child and you'd be like, I don't want to go to class, you'd go to whatever her name was, Sister Mary or something, that's called, and you just like sit with her and her dog. And I don't
she wouldn't know you were there.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
There's not too many nuns living in the schools anymore, are there?
No, bring that back.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning, how are you getting on? I think there are obviously some sore heads this morning after the festival. All together now, just in case you don't know which one. I would recommend, if you need something to soothe the soul, watching Pamela Anderson put lip balm on Liam Neeson on television. Did you guys see this?
No, I didn't, but I like all weekend, my girlfriend has just been like, they are the cutest couple.
I can't stop. I won't stop. I got back from All Together Now and I insisted on watching the Pam and Tommy documentary again.
Yeah.
It's not a documentary, sorry. It's the biopic. It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, yes.
I'm just obsessed with her and I really want to go watch Top
I know nothing about her apart from she was discovered on a Jumbotron.
She was? Yeah. She's from a tiny, tiny little town in Canada.
And she was on a Jumbotron and
she didn't even know she was unreal looking until that.
She had no idea how pretty she was.
There is like just her documentary as well. Mm.
I think that came back almost as a rebuttal to the
thing. Because she found that like
the whole point was like they were exploited, weren't they? Right. So she was exploited for that sex tape.
Yeah.
And then the biopic. It's just them not making money again.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then she released her own documentary where she's speaking about her life.
She didn't get a penny from the biopic.
No, I doubt it.
That's why she was raging. She was like, I can't believe this is happening to me again.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not getting money again. Yeah. But I mean, you might know Pamela Anderson in the last few years, she's kind of stepped out as not wearing makeup anymore. Mm-hmm. That's kind of her thing. She's just embracing her natural skin and looking unreal.
She looks great.
Yeah. And so obviously she's taking care of the skin. I would love to know what lip balm she does use. She obviously doesn't use nipple cream as I do. I can see from these images. But yeah, I hope they bond over that. I hope they put little eye patches on before they go to bed.
I literally was looking up just like what's going on in the world of entertainment this morning when I got into work, and they're just on every second headline, Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. And
I love when like, I know this sounds so ageist and I don't mean it to sound this way, but I just love when like, older people find each other. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? When they're both kind of old and still flirting and still like doing
Did
all that kind of stuff.
I mentioned this on the show last week that my friend's 92-year-old granddad has found someone new.
What?
No way.
Yeah, 92 years
no
old.
No way.
He's been a widower for a long time and he is now, like, as in apparently his son was going to drop down the papers and my friend's dad dropped down the paper to him one Sunday morning and was like, Dad, where are you? And he was like, oh, we're away for the weekend. Said we'd stay the second night down in Cork.
Stop.
What?
That stuff
amazing?
Melts my heart.
How did he meet this person?
Just locally. I'm not sure the ins and outs, but isn't that fabulous?
I'm obsessed.
Isn't that beautiful?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, fab.
Hope for us all.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. Mm-mm.
Welcome on into That's Not My Name, the game that with absolutely no hints or clues, we are absolutely desperate to guess your name.
How long has this been running? I don't even want to... I kind of don't.
Oh God! Like I feel like I'm a totally different person than I was the last time I guessed someone's name.
It goes up by two, so that means 25 weeks this has been going.
And some weeks we don't get a chance to play it if we're giving away some great prizes.
Yeah.
So it could even be longer than that. You know?
Oh God! All right, so 25 weeks.
At the minimum.
And it's just kind of getting embarrassing.
4, 8, 12, 16, 20. 24. That's over 6 months.
Yeah. No,
it's shocking.
It's quite embarrassing, and the prize is insane. The prize is. 50 IMC cinema passes. That is 50 IMC cinema passes.
What would you even do with that?
I'd go to the cinema.
Oh my God, that's smart, actually. Yeah. That is a good...
You should be able to go to the cinema and be like, here's 10 IMC cinema passes, I'll have a large popcorn.
Would they let you exchange?
Maybe so.
I doubt it.
Why would you just spend 10?
I don't know. I was just one because you've got 50. You're flushed.
Yeah, so true.
So basically, the 50 IMC cinema passes is simply a reflection of how long it's been since we had a winner on this. Normally, what happens is you send your voice notes over. The only person in the room to hear those voice notes is producer Callum. In his absence today, that will be me. So shall we give this a crack?
Please.
Let's go.
Yes, right. So
headphones off in the room.
Headphones off. Emma's the only one who's heard these.
Good morning. My name is Emma.
Okay, headphones back on.
Headphones back on. Are you not doing the player one?
Player one, let's have some fun. Hello, player one. How are you?
Hi, not too bad, thanks.
All right, with no clues or hints, we are going to guess your name. Here we go, player one. Is your name Sylvia?
What?
I don't know.
No, okay. This is not.
That's not your name, Sylvia. Just remember, that's not my
name. Dave, you get mad if I say, like,
Sylvia's
Katie.
Quite a normal name.
That's the name of the woman my dad pretends he's having an affair with. He's always like, me and Sylvia. Okay, player one, is your name Amy?
That's not my name.
Damn it. All right, player one, last guess. Here we go. Is your name Emma?
That is my name.
You're joking. Yeah. Oh my God, Emma, you've just won 50 IMC cinema passes.
Oh my God.
That's my first time.
Oh my God.
Emma, how do you feel?
I think my kids are going to be very happy with you. And me for having my name.
Oh my God.
I just kept staring at the table while he said, when I was waiting for you to say that's my name, I was like, don't give a reaction.
Emma, do you know what was the best? Was the silence you left where I was like, that? I have been playing this game for over a year and I have never won. I am so happy. Emma, congratulations. You have won 50 IMC solo passes and are most likely the last ever player of this bloody game.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. My kids will be absolutely delighted.
Oh, Emma.
And will everyone in their classes that'll be getting a play date now.
Exactly.
That'll be very popular.
Emma,
thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Emma. Good luck. Bye.
I will be chasing that high for the rest of my life.
What was the rush of adrenaline like?
Part of me was like, this isn't real. She's going to be like, nah, only joking. My name's Kate. Oh, do you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was going to come to that. So I got really excited. And then the music and everything. And it was everything to me. It was everything I've ever dreamed of.
No, it was incredible. Poor Emma, I feel like she really needed to try and match our energy. Yeah. I think it meant a lot more to us than it did to her.
It did. 50 IMC cinema pass. This has been running like
forever, man.
This has been running BF before Fiona.
Yes. Which actually. I don't like to acknowledge that time, but I hear it did exist.
Here, what are we going to do here? What about you listening? What do you think? Do we keep the game? Do we ditch it? All right. What do you think? Yes, ditch it. No, keep the game.
Yeah.
So if you send us a message, yes. We'll see what we'll do here. I don't know. Do people love it? Are they sick of it? Fiona hasn't had a win yet. That makes me sad.
That's true. Fiona hasn't had a win.
There were two separate complaints about this game last week. Your friend who said, I'm not called that. And when we all went out for dinner with our partners, my partner Dwayne was like, that game is stupid. So, I mean, but it's interesting now that we've won it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you,
those people complaining about it didn't hear the win.
No. Yeah. You know what I mean? No, he'd be texting me if he had.
Okay. Yes, ditches. No. Oh, keep it. 087-711-103. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
And well done, Emma. What a day. This is Spin. Good morning.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
This is Spin. If you just missed it, we have had a winner on That's Not My Name.
Woo!
Dave correctly guessed the name Emma.
My throat is still sore from screaming. Like, that is a huge, huge high. Do you know the thing I hate about this game, right? The one thing, this is the reason I kind of don't want to bring it back, is because no matter what happens on the game, people think you've faked it.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So people are going to be like, oh no, you listen to the voice note. I swear on my life, we did not listen to the voice note.
I think hopefully people can tell by Dave's reaction that was a genuine reaction because you shouted out about three times, this is my first time.
We were asking to vote on whether you think we should keep it or not. They're still kind of coming in, but one message from Dennis that made me laugh. He said, yes, please get rid of who's your one.
Who's your one?
Very good.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I like that we come up, we play the game again, but we call it something else. Who's your
you
one?
Need that, I'm not called that.
It's coming up on 8 a.m. Alex, how are the roads at this stage?
Well, there are delays still on Intercity Rail.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, how are you?
Hey,
morning.
What's going on?
In something that we never bring to the show because it's absolutely scandalous, the prices of everything out here. Actually, just quick one. All together now over the weekend,
yeah.
Myself and my friend, we'd walked about 10,000 steps in the morning, and we were like, my water bottle, I hadn't refilled it yet. I did have it with me. And I
very
said,
good, well done. Well done.
I said, do you want a bottle of water? And she was like, yeah, go on. So I ran up to get us both a bottle of water, and it was, I was just about to tap my card. Tenner.
What?
Stop. For two bottles of water.
Stop it.
And it was like, you know, those little cardboard mini bottles.
And I, sorry,
it was one of them.
Sorry, environment. The water tastes terrible out of those.
Yeah, it's not great.
Sorry. But sorry, is there no water stations? Oh, so you didn't have the bottle.
Well, I did have the bottle, but they, I just in that moment after all the walking, I was like, where is the nearest one?
Oh, no, I couldn't grab one now. See too many of those over the weekend.
Maybe that's to deter you from buying the
maybe,
water.
But on Sunday morning, I was in the queue for just like to get some food, and a girl in front of me had like a clearly refillable water bottle, and I was like, oh, where did you refill that? Like, so I haven't been able to see them. And she was like, I'm so sorry, I don't even know where I am right now. And I was like, okay, perfect, no worries.
But yesterday I was doing the grocery shop. I won't say the establishment, but it was very rare to get a good deal. Guess how much a big box of family Cocoa Pops were. I normally walk past.
Oh, stop. Yeah, it's going to be like fiver or something.
Down to $2.70.
What?
I was like, that is a bargain. It's Cocoa Pops for the week for
oh
me.
Oh my God.
No way. They weren't like Cacao Puffs or something.
No,
the real deal. Wow. Very good.
Cocoa Pips. Kind of Cocoa Pips.
Let's do it.
Apologies now for dragging the arse out of this, but what can I say? It's where me and Emma were over the weekend all together. Now it's a state of being, not just a festival, it's a new way of life.
You sound defeated. It sound like
well,
it,
I am.
Both
I am.
It sounded like it killed you. Whether Emma was there for 3 days and you were there for one night.
I was there for one night and a full day of working professionally in a professional capacity, and it wasn't so easy. All right,
I have to give a quick mention to Fiona. I'd ordered this kind of blow up mattress, Dave. It was one of those ones that was self erecting. Sorry for not finding a better word.
What is with that? Can we take that word out of our vocabulary?
Is right there. But no, erecting is what you decided.
Sorry.
That's what we do for the tent.
So basically, Fiona was very kind because it was click and collect and it wasn't there on time, right? So on Fiona was going out to Dundrum anyway on Friday, so said, I'll bring down the blow up mattress for you tomorrow. Said, so you're a legend. Thank you so much. All the effort that we went to for that blow up mattress, and as I was packing up to leave, I actually left Sunday morning. I was like, I physically can't carry it.
No
like,
way.
I was just one person trying to get out of there.
Oh,
and
God.
I donated it to my next door neighbours who were, I could hear them talking about back pain. I was like, do you want a blow up mattress?
Oh my God. Stop. Just to randoms down there. That's beautiful.
I simply couldn't carry the damn thing.
Oh no. Yeah. You could have thrown it into my tent and I would have tried, but I'm also grateful that you didn't.
Yeah. You had enough to deal with.
It's easy to say that now. But obviously, festival is a good place to just overhear a bit of crack and scandal from people. So
overhear is such an interesting word because sometimes you can just hear people specifically shouting.
Oh yeah, I mean? So
like,
true.
It's like 6 a.m. and you just hear Alan, Steve.
I did have my amazing earplugs in, which I have gifted to both of you. Haven't gotten any feedback from either of you
oh,
yet.
Oh, here's your feedback. They're shy.
The wax ones that you like mould to the shape of your ear. So I didn't overhear much during the night.
Fair.
TG. But I thought I would count down some of my favourites. My first one technically isn't an overhear. It's actually a conversation that happened between me and Jamie, who does the evening show here on Spin. Jamie and Faye.
Keep it loud.
Mm-hmm. Jamie was there with his girlfriend, Emer, who started doing entertainment news on Spin as well. And they had been in a big rush on Saturday to get down to see Lewis Doyle Singer. Do you guys know Lewis Doyle Singer? I won a 1916 girl. girl. So he's this guy on TikTok and beyond who like puts like a big lips filter on and like does like, you know, like 90s boy bands versions of like classic Irish rebel songs.
Right.
And I heard of him from since Saturday. I'd never heard of him.
Really? Had you not?
First time on Saturday. Yeah.
He'll be like, come out ye black and brown. You know what I mean? And but okay, so he was like a massive get that everyone was trying to see. And I missed him, unfortunately, because I was giving my friend Martin a lift, which I'm fine about, don't worry. But his whole thing is he puts like this filter over his like face to have like massive lips and do this boy band look. And I was like, oh, so Emer and Jamie were explaining that like you couldn't really see him. He was trying to stay in the dark because obviously he's never been seen without the filter.
That's kind of a cool concept.
Yeah, and I was like, how did he do it without, like, oh, because he has his lips and all. And Emer looked like she was like about to deliver me the most like heartbreaking news of all time. She was like, you know, the lips, they're not real. And I was like,
she doesn't know that.
I know, girl.
She doesn't know that.
So true. Let me live.
He wasn't on camera, I don't think, while he was on stage.
No, he was always in the darkness. But like, that's just because you don't.
That's so interesting because, you know, some people just love the fame of it, but to actually kind of do what Sia used to and wear the box in her head.
He wants to have his own. Yeah, like a bit of a blind boy vibe. Okay, next up, I was making my way to the comedy tent and there was someone playing at, so beside the comedy tent, there's kind of like a bandstand situation. And I just heard someone take the stage and they did have an Irish accent, but they took the stage and said hello Ireland for whatever reason, and someone shouts out, you're in Portlaw, love. And I was like, that's iconic. I'm like, is anyone saying hello Portlaw?
I do like that though. I like when people say hey Ireland.
Yeah, it's grand. At least you didn't say hello Dublin like Outkast Electric Picnic that time. Okay, next up, the porta toilets were like a big topic of conversation this year, and I was in the queue for one and everyone was just turning away saying they were unacceptable.
I heard
and,
they were grim.
Yeah, and I was like, and then people are in the queue being like, how bad can it be, like I'll brave it. And I've slightly adjusted this for radio. One woman turned away and said, if you sit on that toilet, there'll be poo touching your female reproductive parts.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, not gonna
That's
go
how
into
bad
that.
It was.
Finally, I was on stage at the comedy tent and I have a joke like comparing myself to Taylor Swift, and then I'm like, I know, like, you know, the way Taylor Swift always talks about her exes, and I'm like, I don't really talk about my exes just because it's not really nice to be rude about your cousins. And someone chose that moment after that line to say, up Wexford!
That's excellent.
Like, that's what you're getting up to in Wexford.
Damn it, that's funnier than the punchline.
Honestly, kicking strawberries and shifting your cousins.
I love it.
Did you just fall around the place laughing?
Yeah, I was like, what?
That's brilliant. Oh, my word.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. I went to the Galway races on Friday. That's
no,
why
you
I
didn't.
Was off.
Yeah. Did you go to a tent elsewhere in Galway?
Sorry, my bad. That is actually a lie. This first sentence of the story, I went to the Galway races. Completely lie. I did not go to the races.
You went near the Galway races.
I went near the Galway
Where's
races.
Where's the county?
I went to a pub close to the race and it had like a big tent and you could go and you could watch the races there and you could just it was just the best crack. It was unbelievable.
The way you were going on, we thought you'd be a jockey in the thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I was shocked when I was like, you're actually not
going to the races at all. We went from one pub to another pub and then home.
Good crack.
It was great. Unbelievable. Yeah. Heavy day, but very, very good fun. Okay. Anyway, I met this fella there and I was chatting away to him. And he said that he was from very close to this. He said he lived in this town in Cork. I can't remember what the town was in Cork. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, some of my family are from Cork. They're from Fermoy. And so he says, oh, that's basically where I'm from. He's like, I'm literally just outside Fermoy. And I was like, my God, I thought Fermoy was the sticks. I think he lives like in like even farther from civilization. Do you know what I mean?
So Fermoy's not the sticks. You'd be in the city in no time.
In the city? You'd be in the city in what, an hour?
About 20 minutes.
From Fermoy.
Yes. When I get to Fermoy, when I'm driving down to West Cork, I'm like, I'm nearly there. Like, it's right by the city.
Right, okay. Well, I've never.
I used to live 20 minutes to the other side of Fermoy, as in I grew up in really, really West Waterford, close to the Cork border. So I'd always be in Cork City in 40 minutes, 20 minutes to Fermoy, and then 20 minutes from Fermoy to Cork City.
But this is my point. I don't know Cork at all, so I don't know where anything is. But he was saying he lived in a town. I said, I don't know where that is, but some of my family are from Fermoy.
Yeah.
I was chatting away to him, and he said, oh, I know a couple of people in Fermoy. Like, what's your family? So I said, Hammond. And he said, oh, you're Don Hammond's son.
No way. I love
him. Oh my God.
Just another example of everyone knows your dad.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
well,
who your
everyone
dad
knows
is.
Don.
So I said, yeah. I was like, how do you know my dad? He said he was like best mates with my dad. So I was
no way.
So I'm thinking, this is gas. Mm. I sent a photo of me and the fella to my dad, right? And I'm thinking, but dad, if someone sent me a photo of someone like I was friends with or someone's son or I used to be friends with or whatever, I'd be like, this is a huge deal. Asking questions. Dad was like, ah, yeah, he's the image of him.
That's
no questions, no nothing. And
how
I was
did
like,
you meet? Do you think that would bring Don such joy?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I was just like, here is like literally your old best friend's son,
mm-hmm.
who you probably haven't spoken to in ages.
Yeah.
Here's what his son looks like. And he's like, oh yeah, there's the image of him. And I was like, okay, trying to get something out of him.
Mm.
And I was like, you know, how do you know him? We went on holiday.
That's all he got.
I was like, right,
I mean,
grand.
In dad language, in dad text
he's
language,
he's
that is
loads.
Very enthusiastic.
My God. I was like, just give me something here, Don. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Give me something. And then he texts me 4 days later or 3 days later, whatever yesterday was. He got engaged over the weekend. I was like, the son. I was like, yeah, I know. That's why I was out with him. Like, he was celebrating. I was like, Dad must have been looking at the local paper or something like that. But yeah, that was the races. A heavy weekend, but very, very fun. My God,
did
I loved
it. Did you wear a suit at any point?
Yeah, I did. Did you not see my Instagram?
I saw, you were looking lovely.
I was looking gorgeous.
Your ma has you lovely. You still did commit to the runners with the suit.
Yeah, always. And to be fair, I didn't I didn't clean them at all, so they were quite mucky. But I just pretended I was just off the horse, you know?
Yeah.
Oh God, I love
right
to go.
High for it.
I've never been.
Oh, it's so good,
I'd
man.
I'd love to go, yeah.
I'd recommend going to a pub beside the racetrack too.
Sounds good to me. Now, if you're with us after 7:30, you might be thinking, hey, what the hell, guys? What the hell? I love Top 10 Tuesday. Where is it? Feels like such a treat coming into a brand new week of a Tuesday and being able to bring you Top 10 Tuesday.
I swear, I literally went to bed being like, oh, I can't believe back to normal tomorrow. Oh, no, wait, we've Top 10 Tuesday.
Yep.
That's how sad I am. That's what I look forward to.
No, we all do. This is one of the best moments of the week.
This is Top 10 Tuesday, and this is where I'm going to give you a topic, and your job, Dave, Fiona, and you listening, is to fill in the top 10 of what that topic might be. In the past, we've done things like the 10 most followed accounts on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
the 10 most commonly used letters in English words. We've
very good one, I liked
well.
That one.
That
was
we fun. Won that.
Yeah,
so
we did.
That was right.
You'll both be glad to know that this week, it's nothing to do with music or sport.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Dave and Fiona,
I'd be good at the sport
one. God, you make us sound miserable.
Yeah, I'd be good at the sport one now, in fairness. Yeah.
Dave and Fiona, you have 3 lives each. You're going to take turns to try and complete this top 10 list we're about to reveal. You'll get a point for each correct answer, and sadly, you will lose a life for something that's not in the top 10 list. And this is where you listening come in big time as well. It's only once in the history of this game that Dave and Fiona have managed to complete the top 10 list without your help.
Mm.
And there's obviously, naturally, it goes without saying, IMC Cinema Passes in this for you if you get involved and can help us out completing the top 10 list. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. But also, I really, really wish it was on sport, because I'm the only one I'm kind of good at. Music,
terrible.
I'm not great at.
This one's just so general, I think. It's just a good one to get the brains together this morning, all right? On today's Top 10 Tuesday, I'm looking for... Oh, that's not
what we've only 30 seconds to complete it, do we?
That is not what I was looking for. But what I'm looking for this morning, you can get thinking, is the 10 busiest airports in the world.
Oh, for God's sake.
In 2024. Okay. In terms of, this is the most passengers that visited that airport. Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Fiona, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah. Let's start with JFK.
JFK.
Let's have a check. JFK, Fiona, does not feature.
What?
JFK doesn't feature
in the top, in the 10 top list. It sure does not, my dear.
That is
in New York City?
New York City.
That's the most confusing thing in the world.
I thought it was the city that I was
not in there. That is automatically a point out for Fiona.
That's mad.
All right, well, let's go with London Gatwick.
London Gatwick does not feature in the top 10 list.
I would have gone Heathrow there. So that's what I'll do now.
That's in there, Fiona. Number 5.
Okay.
83.9 million in 2024.
Where do people to be going? Dubai.
Dubai, Dave, features at number 2.
Oh, thank God.
92.3 million passengers in 2024.
Done.
Thank you.
Okay, well done. We're getting there.
What about Amsterdam? I feel like there's a lot of stopovers there.
Ooh, there is a lot of stopovers.
That's a really good shout. Honourable mention. It's at number 17.
Oh, for God's sake!
Okay, we've gotten two on the list.
I thought I was...
It's a tough one, this, to be honest. I don't know what producer Callum was thinking.
Okay.
Bear in mind, you listening, if you have any guesses, you could win some IMC cinema passes.
Let's go with LAX.
Yeah. Take the red eye.
Oh, for God's sake.
Dave, LAX Airport is at number 11.
Oh, for God's sake. Where do people be going?
Like, should I say one of the other New York ones?
Just sorry, just going through this again. Sorry, Fiona, JFK is at number 19.
Okay.
Yeah. We've one life each left.
What about Frankfurt?
Okay, I'm guessing that's a no. That's Fiona out.
Oh, come on.
There's not even an honourable mention for Frankfurt.
Oh, I feel like there's a few stopovers there, but okay.
Get out of Europe, lads. Get out of Europe.
Get out of Europe, okay.
Well, you did, because
I don't know, like, out of Europe airports.
What about O'Hara?
Charles de Gaulle.
Oh, yeah. Paris. That's in Paris. She said get out of Europe.
But there must be somewhere. Must be.
No! And with that, Dave is also crashing it out.
Oh,
I would say.
God.
That was the worst Top 10 Tuesday ever.
I actually like it, but we did so bad. But I actually think it's quite a good one.
It should be cities. I don't think it should be airports. I don't know the names of airports.
No, I like it. I like it, but I wish we did better.
Fine. You know, we'd get around it. But look, here we're at. There's loads of chances for you to win IMC Cinema Passes.
So hold on. If I had just said London.
Yeah, no, that would be... Yeah, I know what you mean. But then, like you said, that's a really good point. There's certain ones that I just wouldn't know the name of. Yeah, we'll have a chat with producer Callum about this one. But basically, we've been looking for the 10 busiest airports in the world in 2024.
We will accept cities.
There is 10 to complete, naturally, and we've only completed two. Dubai, it was at number 2. And at number 5, Fiona correctly guessed at London Heathrow Airport. If you'd like to message, just message us the word game to 087 711 1038. Just the word game. And let's see if we can get you sorted with some IMC Cinema Passes this morning.
Oh my God,
for completing some of this list.
Right, but now, wait, if someone guesses New York, that's not right. Like, you have to say which New York one.
But that's the thing. Like, how are we meant to know the names of airports?
By travelling.
I mean, Charles de Gaulle, I'm just happy I managed to get
that. No, that was slay.
But, like, I don't know what the Washington, D.C. one is called, and I bet that's probably
I know O'Hara Airport in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yes.
Did you mention that one in Top 10 Tuesday?
No, I was trying to tell Dave.
Well, there you go. It was at number 8, Fiona.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm doing the best with this.
All right, give it a lash. Get in touch. 087 711 1038. We are playing Top 10 Tuesday. We normally do this on a Tuesday after 7:30. But look, here we are. We couldn't go a Tuesday without playing this game.
I know.
Basically, this week, we're looking to fill in the 10 busiest airports in the world in 2024 in terms of the most passengers that visited that airport.
Really difficult one this week.
Yeah, producer Callum likes to kind of choose these, and I think this one caused big issues for Dave and Fiona. I wouldn't have had a notion myself. So we need to complete the list, and Stephen is standing by. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Very in sync.
It was. Stephen, are you a big fan of airports?
Yeah, if you can be a fan of airports, I guess.
Listen, you never know who you're going to talk to on this show. Yeah. We've had people be massive fans of, like, the Olympics or, you know what I mean, different things.
You could be someone who loves planes. Yeah. Who, like, goes and watches them take off.
Oh, you could be.
Stephen, we're under serious pressure here. Top 10 Tuesday. We only have 3 completed of a top 10 list. Those were number 2, Dubai, number 5, London, and number 8, Chicago. Chicago O'Hare Airport. Do you want to have a go at this and try and complete some more of the top 10
list?
Yeah,
what's even number 1, Stephen? What do you think?
Dallas.
Dallas,
USA is at number 3.
No way. Well done, Stephen.
Dallas. Do you want to keep going? Any more guesses?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Atlanta's at number 1.
ATL. No Georgia. Way.
What?
There you go.
Atlanta's the most popular place to fly to.
Yeah, Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, 108.1 million passengers.
Whoa.
In 2024.
My God.
You're on a roll, Stephen.
Go on, keep going, Stephen.
Singapore.
Singapore, damn it.
Maybe.
Not in there.
All right, Stephen, let's complete that list.
Okay, number 1, Stephen correctly guessed Atlanta, USA is the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. And number 2, Dave guessed Dubai is Dubai International Airport. 3 was Dallas, USA, again by Stephen, is the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. And number 4 was Tokyo, guys, in Japan. And number 5 was London, correctly guessed by Fiona, that's Heathrow. Number 6, Denver, USA, Denver International Airport. 7... I didn't want to kick you out of Europe too much, but still, this is the only other feature. It's Istanbul in Turkey.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that
also,
now.
Also, not in Europe, I don't think.
Is Turkey not in Europe?
No, it's in Asia.
Oh, God help us all.
I could be wrong.
I'm actually not sure. I think it might
it's
be
in both, Stephen.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's both.
Okay, Fiona guessed Chicago. Chicago O'Hare Airport. That's number 8. Number 9, New Delhi in India, guys.
Ah. Yeah,
that's the Indira Gandhi International. And number 10, it was Shanghai.
My God. Listen, Stephen, you helped us with two of them, which we appreciate. So you've got some IMC Cinema passes.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Stephen.
So
have a great day.
Stephen.
Same to you. Cheers.
Bye. Okay, some good notes on Top 10 Tuesday to bring back to producer Callum for next week.
Yeah. No more specifics, just kind of like in general.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Or something that's specific to us that only we would know
fair.
About.
103.8. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Hope you had a lovely bank holiday weekend.
Oh my God, I hope that too. Guys, did you watch the video producer Callum sent in to the WhatsApp group of over the weekend? He was at, well, yesterday I think
I kind of make a rule to just not watch it.
I was thinking you potentially might not have. So producer Callum was in London at Evita, the musical. Did you watch it?
No, it means nothing to me, to be honest.
Evita, okay. Is that not the crackers, the healthy crackers?
Yes, it's those as well. They're actually more of a biscuit. Oh, I was thinking Belvita.
Ah, okay.
Okay, very good. It's the musical Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Oh, Argentina.
Yeah, and that's kind of all I know. I know, like, Evita was the first lady of Argentina. Oh. I actually listened to a podcast about it before she started off as, like, a soap opera star.
Okay.
That had a mad life. Anyway, so it's, like, the musical is a big deal because Rachel Zegler, who was in Snow White and the new Hunger Games and stuff,
she's
is the
excellent.
Leading lady. Yeah, she's fabulous. And she's been out singing on balconies and all in London.
See, this is a real thing for, like, actors to do on stage and movies and stuff. Like, they love it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's such a big challenge because, like, you know, you have to, like, be on stage for whatever, 3 hours every night. Like, such a big endurance, whatever. But, okay, it's very, like, you do, like, kind of take the mick out of actors a bit when they just take themselves very seriously.
Yes, always.
So Callum sent us a video of, like, the curtain call and Rachel Zegler's coming out to, like, take her bow.
Okay.
And you know when, like, actors from a musical come out to take their bow and they kind of, like, do a little wave,
yeah.
They, like, credit the orchestra and then they just bow. Whereas she comes out now and she really takes her time with this.
Oh,
and
no.
She's, like, you know, just giving this look that, like, I have changed all your lives tonight. And then she does this, like, deep curtsy and I'm like,
no, I'm dying.
Oh, the curtsy's a bit much now, fairness.
And it's like,
and when she's on the ground, I'm just watching it here, she's on the ground, she puts her hands, like, she crosses her arms across her chest, as in, like,
I mean
so much to you.
She's been doing this every night for, like, a month.
Come on.
I know. I'm sure it is emotional every night, but I'm like, you're taking yourself very seriously, girl.
Can I ask, because the whole thing that made this famous was Rachel Zegler coming out onto the street, like, the streets of London, to sing as part of this musical, right? So what are the audience looking at while Rachel Zegler is out singing on the street?
I think she must do that before the show.
Oh, is that what
it
is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Right. I'm still not sold.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Don't know what came over me yesterday. Had a very quiet bank holiday Monday, just cleaning and being boring and trying to get my voice back.
You need that after a festival.
And I was heading off to, like, do the grocery shop or whatever, and I just took this really weird notion. I was like, is it such a shame I don't, like, make anything? Like, I can't make bread.
Oh, that's a real bank holiday Monday thought.
Yeah. That's fear setting in. Like, I need to do something with my life.
It's shocking that I never bake from scratch.
Literally yesterday I was like, I might go back to the gym. I'm like, on Wednesday I won't be saying that.
Exactly.
You know, it was just that moment of, this house could smell really nice if I was making home-cooked bread.
Yeah.
I mean, it is true.
So I text my mom and there was two things I was after. I said, one, she used to make this amazing, we used to call it lemon chicken, which kind of is.
I'm already interested.
When I was a kid, and I haven't had it, I'd say, since I was maybe 12 or 13. And I just texted her being like, Mom, can you please send me the method for your lemon chicken? Craving it today. And also send me your brown bread recipe, because she makes this class, like, brown bread. So I was waiting for her to reply and I went off my way. And I was in Lidl and I was like, I know for the lemon chicken, you need breadcrumbs. And I was like desperate going from aisle to aisle being like, where's just a bag of breadcrumbs, lads?
Yeah.
And I asked this woman, I actually was like, she looked like a woman who'd know how to bake bread. Do you know?
Yeah.
She gave me that vibe.
Oh my God. The way you talk to people, honestly, is amazing. I just don't know how you do it.
Oh, she didn't even work there.
She was in the baking aisle looking at like caster sugar. I was like, if anyone's going to know, this woman might have a note.
I think that's honestly amazing. I just can't do that. I can't talk to people.
I got immediately shamed. I said, hi, really sorry to bother you. By any chance, would you know a little where you can get breadcrumbs? And she goes, oh, geez.
I used to work in Dunn's and people used to come up to me all the time and go, where's the breadcrumbs? I go, to be honest, we don't have them. I'm so sorry. And then it turns out a week later, I was like, oh, they are actually there.
Oh my God.
Never knew where the breadcrumbs were.
She said, I don't know if they have them here, but she shamed me. But I tend to make my own.
No!
How dare she?
Oh, you flew too close to the sun with someone who'd know where the breadcrumbs are. She's like, I know where they are because I make them myself.
All right, so what do we do? Like, do we just like...
She's accidentally started talking to Nigella.
I make the breadcrumbs.
Like, sad, obviously, after the weekend it really hit me. I was like, okay, I don't know where
Oh my God, you blend up like a stale bit of bread. Like you throw it in your Nutribullet or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, staler the better.
No, Fiona, this is the problem. I was thinking, do I have to go home with a grater and a bagel?
That's what I would do.
I've done that before.
The bagel's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit harder. But I think you get them in the freezer.
Really?
A section, if I'm not mistaken.
A mystery to me, these breadcrumbs.
You can kind of get a sad can of them in the baking section as
That'll
well.
Do.
But you make your own.
You're getting cans of breadcrumbs now.
So off I went then. I went home and my mom told me this recipe for the lemon chicken. And it was basically, you have to kind of like, you know, juice them up with lemon juice, obviously. Mm. And she's like, and then they have to bathe in that for 2 hours.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. But that was grand. I was like, that's fine. I was going over to see my neighbour anyway. I was like, they can sit in the fridge till later. Fine. And then she sent me on about 3 or 4 videos with instructions of how to make her brown bread. But this is what I found interesting. She said, this actually isn't my recipe, Emma. It's from, so my granny Phyllis, who's now 91.
Yes.
So my late granddad, who passed away many years ago. It's his mother's mother's recipe from County Mayo.
That must be like the 1800s then, is it? No,
that's
seriously, is that...
Unbelievable. Fair play to them if they're still able to make bread then.
But if your granny's 91, that means she was born in 1924. Perfect. So then her mother would probably have been born in the
1800s. Yeah.
So I'm not being funny. It is the 1800s.
My maths is just so bad. I'm like, but no, you're definitely right. And I love this.
I wasn't being mean.
I'm looking back at this recipe and it is my mother's handwriting. And obviously I know this is visual, guys, but just imagine, do you remember in school when you were trying to make something look old and you'd get a lighter or like tea bags on the edges of the page to make it look ancient? It is ancient.
Oh my God.
Wow. I'm showing it to the guys. It looks like she wrote it like down from when she saw my granddad's dad.
It looks like it's been in the sun for 40
yeah.
years.
My God.
And that's it. I'll give that a lash station and get back to me on time. But I went and bought a tin and all.
Did you do the lemon chicken yesterday?
Oh, it was amazing. I smashed it.
Wait, I want to make it now. Oh, is it just, you just soak it in the lemon or something else?
So basically, no, I chop up the chicken, obviously. And then, I hate that bit.
I know.
And then I got some lemons and I squeezed it out, but then I was getting a bit lazy with the squeezing. So I have like for pancakes,
lemon
the juice. Actual juice.
I love that one.
Threw it into the fridge, covered it for 2 hours, came back out, threw out an egg, some flour, breadcrumbs, into the oven, bada bing, bada boom.
Oh
bit
my
of rice
God.
On the side.
That's so impressive.
It was
That's
really good.
That's a big one to be doing now after a festival when you're getting into that conveyor belt of the flour and the egg and the breadcrumbs and all. Fair play.
I thought I was amazing yesterday by being like, do you know what? I'd love a Domino's. No. I'll go to Tesco and I'll buy an oven pizza.
Oh no, that's the pinnacle of
health. Here is Ed Sheeran.
It's finally over. Love Island.
Oh my God, it felt like it went on a long time.
That's what Emma just said. Yeah, she was like, this will be like it's gone on years. I watched every single episode.
Can I ask a quick question? And you don't have, sorry if you don't have the answers now, but is it still performing well?
I think so.
Is it still doing okay?
I think this one started to do much better. I think it maybe didn't start off fantastically, but then grew because people were talking about
Anyone
it.
Anyone who's watching
it
said it was like,
back in, I think.
The best season ever.
Without a doubt, the best season I've ever watched of Love Island. It was so good. It was drama central. There was really intricate characters, like characters that really have like a lot wrong with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, the entire population of that Love Island villa needs therapy.
Okay.
It's incredible.
It's just an incredible social experiment. The whole thing to mess with your head is like well done on them.
The really interesting thing about it this year was like they were a lot more kind of showing you breaking the fourth wall almost.
Right.
Do you know what
oh,
I mean?
Really?
They were talking, the contestants were talking openly about winning the 50,000. What they yeah. do with it and all that kind
oh,
of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Because yeah, normally it seems really censored what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
So one of the characters is called Dijon. He is without a doubt the most hated character on Love Island, like ever, it seems.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was going to be Harrison from a couple of weeks ago. It was, it seemed to be Dijon, who left one day before the final. But he was so calculated in order to win the 50 grand. Do you know what I mean? People were starting to, you know, he didn't.
Oh, good.
People were starting to think he was in debt. Do you know what I mean? Because he wanted this 50 grand so bad. He was doing things like when they were on the last final date, he was actually having an argument with the girl he's coupled up with, Meg, right? Himself and Meg. And they were having an argument, but he was like, oh, listen, come over here and just, like, we'll sit in silence, but just come over here and I'll put my arm over you. They said, and they showed that.
Wow.
Yeah. They showed that. And then all in the last semi-final, or not
wow,
semi-final,
that's
but
so good.
The penultimate episode, one of the girls who was Irish actually went in, Andrada, and she kind of clocked him. And she just basically said, you said this, and that went live on air. And Dijon was like, oh my God. Like, he kind of was like, oh, they've shown a lot more than they usually do.
Wow.
So it was crazy. It was excellent. It was so, so good. So the final was last night. The final needs to go.
Yeah, the final's always terrible.
It's
always
so the worst. Bad. Yeah. Like, the live thing, the live element is just not fun. I love Maya Jama, but I hate the whole live audience. And
yeah,
I feel like it's in a weird way. I'm looking at these contestants now standing over there who are the finalists, who are standing in their suit and their dresses and there's like 100 people in the villa screaming because they're the live crowd. And I'm like, no, this isn't your house. This
no,
is
but this
house.
Is the thing. Yeah. Exactly. It's completely at odds to what you love about the show.
Yeah.
Because what you love about the show is the fact that they're just arsing around every day. It feels personal.
I think
it makes
the final,
you feel like you know them.
Yeah.
And then the final is the most impersonal part
it
of
is,
the whole
yeah,
thing.
You know the way when you're watching Love Island and you're watching them just talk and things like that? And you know it was the day before.
Mm.
You don't mind that. I think the final should be like that. I think they should do the final with no crowd,
anyone.
No Maya Jama, just, you know what I mean, they're living their best life and it's like
no,
in
like
fourth
said,
place.
Yeah.
Text
yeah.
comes
no
through or something.
To, yes!
Do you know,
that would actually be great because it must be so jarring for them when all that live audience are there after not having seen
yes.
anyone for however long it goes on, 8 weeks. Obviously they see the producers, but like it just must be, it must be hard for them to kind of give it their best.
Yeah.
And whatever.
And it's awkward as well. Like, and they're not open as well. So you can kind of obviously tell when they're in Love Island. They're much more at ease because they're chatting away to each other. As soon as Maya Jama starts asking the questions, they're like, yeah, had a great time.
They remember
yeah.
that they're on live TV and in this case it's live, no chance for an edit.
Exactly.
They get nervous.
So I think the final
no,
does need to
way,
be scrapped.
That's really smart, I think, what you've just suggested there.
But I'm on Thai TV with that.
Yeah, I will. But there was one interesting bit where they were kind of talking to like old ex-Islanders and things like
oh,
that
yeah.
and two lads, Ben and Tommy, right? They were coupled up. Ben was coupled up with Andrada. Tommy was coupled up with this other one and I can't remember her name, but basically they went out to the villa together and their first event, Ben and Tommy got off with a girl. And so the girls were like, we're done with them.
Wow.
Right? Their first event.
Oh,
and they were like, oh yeah, I just had a bit too much. And I got off with this girl. And then it turned out it was the same girl.
No!
That the two lads got off with. Who wasn't an Islander. She was just like an influencer or something
oh
at the same
God.
Event.
Oh, for God's sake.
I thought it was excellent.
In the teenage disco.
I know.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tickets.
Hey, yay! Hey. All right, let's get you away on your holidays, shall you? With thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Lauren signed up there saying she's very nervous.
Very nervous.
How are you? How are you, Lauren?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. What are you at for the day?
Just working. You know, the usual.
Are you working from home? It sounds like you're not in an office space right now. It sounds very quiet.
I'm on my own in the office, actually.
Oh, great. What are they all at? Where are they all? Not out of bed yet?
Working from home, you know.
Oh, really? But you're the kind of one who always shows up. You're like, I'll keep the
you know
lights on in
sad?
Here.
What makes me sad, that expression, skeletal office.
Oh, yes.
And there's
yes.
no one
yeah.
really around. It's a bit
skeletal
sad.
Crew,
it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
What do you do in
yeah,
there, Lauren?
I'm the one with the two kids. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
So you need to get out of the house.
Are they in there with you?
Oh,
you could sneak them in because no one else is in.
I'd say it's probably Lauren's safe space.
Give them an old Game Boy to play with.
This is a place that offers
yes.
work from home and she's still going into the office.
Yeah. Game Boy, imagine.
Lauren, what do you do for work?
I don't really know what that is. I'm an accounts assistant.
Okay, very good. All right, Lauren, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
You have, all right. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
Do you know how many songs are going to play?
Five.
That's it, Lauren. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, point, Lauren. You just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Lauren?
Yep.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Blanche.
All right. Nice one. Lauren and Blanche, the best of luck.
Good luck, girl.
25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, no messing.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso, that's been locked in. Well done, girl.
You got that in about 3 seconds.
Sabrina Carpenter, Cappuccino.
Yeah,
very good. That's the B side.
Oh, I'm excited. You know the crack.
Yeah,
all right.
Does.
Okay, Lauren, 22 seconds left for four songs. That is incredible going.
Absolutely can be done. Yeah. All right, Lauren, the best of luck. Let's keep it going and go for song two, which has another rule attached to it. Hopefully you remember that one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I had a bad week.
Spend the
You could see in my eyes that it was taking over.
Swap it out.
He just has too many songs. That was two step with Denise Chyla, but not to worry. Back to 22 seconds.
We've reset the clock. There's going to be a new song to play for you now in a second.
With the same rule that was the first one, which would be interesting. Let's go for a brand new song to Lauren playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Stop the clock.
Oh, my goodness. All right. About 2 seconds, you got that in. So 19 seconds left now for 3 songs. Swap is gone.
Sweat.
Hey, wipe that brow, Lauren, because you're doing incredibly well.
You have about 19.9 seconds. So basically, you've basically the guts of 20 seconds, I want to say, Lauren. And you're doing fantastically well. Is that a sentence?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Let's go for song 3, Lauren, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. 2 August ago,
She's apologising for something.
That
is in it.
I don't believe you.
I really thought Lauren had it today.
I don't believe
you.
Lauren, it is a lot of pressure. We can totally understand that.
That was Gracie Abrams and the song is called I Love You, I'm Sorry.
So close.
We were close. Lauren, I thought we were going to give it away there.
Did you have fun?
Oh, I did.
I know, it's serious pressure. But Lauren, thank you so much for listening and thank you for playing.
Have a great day.
See you later.
Thank you. Lauren.
Bye.
What an amazing player. If you want to play tomorrow, it's Golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Boo!
Boo is right.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Hello. Yes, hello. Welcome into the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And I'm going to pass you on some information that I saw that's helpful for me. Now, I've talked about this before on the show. I see these Instagram posts that come up that are like things you don't need to spend your money on this month.
Mm. Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're trying to dissuade you from like overconsumption.
Is there an actual account on that you follow?
It just always pops up on my Discover page.
Nice.
This one is from something called the New Feminist Magazine, which I support.
Mm-hmm.
And so the list, there's a few things on it. First up, again, these were on it last month, is Labubus again.
I knew it was going to be Labubus.
Which I do think they're on the way out.
It's amazing.
Now, I still have mine in my bag.
How much they're still a thing, though. Like, I know they're on the way up, but we're still talking about them.
Oh, God, yeah. And I've actually seen some TikToks of like influencers find them in charity shops and all. So if you're looking for a Labubu or a Lafufu, potentially hold off. Next up, probiotics for your female reproductive area. To make it smell nice. These are probiotics from Kourtney Kardashian, which I'm a bit upset about. It's like we all know that area is self-cleaning. So what are you at with that now?
Bring it there.
Leave me bits alone,
Kardashians.
Leave them alone. Don't come for the bits. It is. I'll tell you what.
Like a little Roomba.
Saves off the GQ now. So do not purchase those. Next up, supermarket flowers. Apparently they're unethical.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Not good stuff happening there behind the scenes.
Just every now and again I'll go to a shop and I'll see supermarket flowers and I'll buy them for Pippa. They're £8 and I think I've done a great job.
Exactly.
I have a vase at home. I like keeping topped up with them.
I always pick them up for the gaff as well.
Why are they unethical? I must check that out.
I can't get into it now. It's a bit upsetting. SPFs for hair, which I did not know was a thing. Sun cream for your hair. Don't bother buying it.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'd imagine it probably protects it, yeah.
Allegedly.
You finally see that poor old little kids with the old greasy heads.
Yeah.
Get lathered in it.
Just get burned.
Charlie XCX